Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, our favorite guest, Dr. Fred Hollinsworth, is here with us once again. And if you haven't heard any of our past shows, please binge listen to everything that we've been doing. You can hear us on about 106 different outlets, maybe more than that. And Dr. Fred Hollinsworth is the author of Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Cost. And if you go to drfredhollinsworth.com, you can see his website. It's beautiful. And you get a taste of what he's doing. Go to page 2. See some of the testimonials. Absolutely terrific. And you'll be able to read what people are saying about the book. But buy the book. Buy the book. It's terrific. Dr. Fred, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, it's, here we are in February 2021. And I guess we're getting a little closer to the end of a pandemic. The first pandemic I've lived through, but not the first pandemic you've lived through. Is that correct?
I hope so, Ed. I think these things have a way of running themselves. Most of the people who die already have some other serious condition, and the virus kind of is the touch that puts them over the top, and they die. But I am 90 years old, and I'm not going to have the shot, I don't think. I've read a lot about vaccinations, and I don't have any serious life-threatening illness, so I don't think I'm at a great danger. I haven't been sick in 40 years. Former President Trump was using a product called, I think, hydrochloroquine or something like that. It had been used for about 65 years for malaria and so forth. It found to be very effective by some doctors, but a lot of people put it down. Now, the reason they put it down, you know, they didn't want to use it, is because it was not profitable. It's the patent had run out. They can't charge exorbitant prices, so they try to ignore it. And there's always money involved. Now, several years ago, I was involved in a local Southern California hospital. I had a few hernia surgeries. I had both sides done twice, and three of them done there. And you can't believe the number of things that were listed on my bill that they did for me. It was done in a local anesthesia, and nevertheless, the list of things they gave me was long, and there's no way for me to know whether they did or not, but I think they definitely padded the bill, raising the cost of health care, of course. Then a few years, in 1988, a family member committed suicide. I was the first one upon the scene, and I noticed the bullet hole in the head of the victim, and I decided that victim could not be alive very long. Nevertheless, paramedics put her on a gurney and hauled this victim 30 miles to a trauma center, where they administered a lung functioning test to a dead person and charged the person's insurance company $7,000. Did I mention all of this before?
No, I've never heard this before. This is terrible.
Well, that's one cause of the cause of health care, fraudulent things like that. And if you have a procedure done, the health insurance company has no way of knowing whether it was done or not. They have no option except to pay the bill. Now, if, on the other hand, you were the patient and you paid your own bill out of pocket, you might say, hold on now, I think there's a mistake here somewhere. And you might check with them, and they might argue, and they might back down, and you might get away with it. Some people, some doctors and others have set up phony businesses where they rent a building or something and claim to have a business there, and they charge Medicare hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is a very big cause of high cost of health care. Things like that should not be tolerated. But this, all of this is nothing, is not what really causes a high cost of health care. the high cost of health care is the restraint of competition. Doctors are victims of the American Medical Association, the pharmaceutical industry, the Food and Drug Administration. They violate, I believe it's the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, which says you should be secure in your house and so forth. You should not be the victim of anyone. But the pharmaceutical industry, along with the local police, are told that this person, this doctor, is a dangerous felon, and we've got to come up there with a dozen people, and we've got to arrest him. They break into his house unannounced and hold his family at gunpoint, or they break into his office. Oh. And you know why they do all this? Because he is practicing substandard medicine. He is using methods to treat illness, and he's curing people, and he's not making a lot of money, and it's not causing the cost of health care to go down. It causes the health care to go up because of the restraint of competition. Wherever you have competition, you have lowered costs of any merchandise or any business. When you have no competition, and you have no competition because it's forced upon people. People are not allowed freely to practice medicine as they like. They are forced. And there's many, many products that I mentioned in Chapter 7 which are dirt cheap. For example, let's take bypass surgery for heart disease.
Yeah.
It costs you about $50,000 or whatever to have bypass surgery to eliminate your heart condition. Doesn't do the job. Nevertheless, using oral chelation, which is a few cents, is very inexpensive. And
now, what is it again, Doc?
Crushed and stamped out. Otherwise, people will be having dirt cheap heart disease treated. Now, what do you think of that?
Well, can you just mention again, just so we didn't miss it, what's the treatment, the low-cost treatment for heart disease?
Well, I have been using, for several years ago, I put in my, I have a little refrigerator, now I have a big one, for I keep a few products for my patients, and I have that's oral chelation, and I thought, one day I decided, you know, I have this for my patients, but I'm the one who needs it. Because I used to play basketball, and the ball would roll over yonder, and I'd go over to get it. I'd take my time because I huff and puff, and I was really huffing and puffing. And then I started using this oral chelation, and after a few years, I was playing basketball twice a week until I was age 78. And I went after this. This ball is not so big of a problem. Well, I stopped playing basketball when I was 78. And for 6 months, I didn't play whatsoever. Then, at age 79, I played one game. I've been using this oral chelation. I didn't huff and puff whatsoever. I rode, I ran up and down the court. And so, I know I use it every day to pills of minerals. It flushes out the calcium, which holds a plaque in place, and the calcium is flushed out of your body, and the plaque is not there anymore, but it also flushes out some good minerals along with the bad minerals, and they have to be replaced. So I take a product which is all kinds of minerals to replace the minerals that I flushed out. Then I take three pills of them. I take two pills of the orchidation, which is the ethylene diamine tetracetic acid.
Let me just remind folks, you're listening to Dr. Fred Hollandsworth.com, and well, that's actually the way you should go to check it out. But Dr. Fred Hollandsworth is our very special guest. Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Cost is the name of the book, and it's an absolute must to get. And go to his page. And again, as I said, DrFredHollandsworth.com is where you can go. Frank McKay here with Dr. Fred. Dr. Fred, go ahead. You were saying about the oil.
And I also take oral systemic enzymes, which came about from Germany, and they do a lot of good to reduce inflammation. And I take another one called Rudolzyme, which lowers my blood clotting to where it doesn't clot. Instead of Eliquis, which I'm described by the doctor, but it takes too much effect, causes me to bleed too easily, so I don't take it. But anyway, yes, these pharmaceutical industry, the Food and Drug Administration and others, they break into a lot of innocent practitioners' homes or businesses and put them in jail. They lose their licenses. Some of them go bankrupt, and they are in great danger. The thing is, I think the Food and Drug Administration, if you sued them, you'd be suing them, and they'd have all the government money to pay the difference. What we should do is we should sue them individually as individual citizens, and maybe if they had to pay their own legal bills, they might not be able to do this. But there's one doctor, and I can't think of his name offhand, but he writes a lot of articles opposing various things that are very beneficial. He wanted to know if a thing is beneficial, find out if he's written an article against it. If he's written an article against it, it must be good.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's terrific. There's so much of what you said here, I could comment on. One of the first things is when you were talking about the reason why the medical community doesn't accept some of these cures or treatments or whatever is because it doesn't pay to do it. And there's an old expression, follow the money. Just follow the money. And if you follow the money, if you have one question to ask Dr. Fred, the question is why? Like, why don't they do it? And the answer usually is, well, follow the money. There's not enough money in it. I mean, it's you can kind of sum it up in that. And again, you touch upon this in your book so eloquently and terrific. Again, every time you ask that question, why are they doing this? Why is the medical community doing this? And it usually comes back to, well, there's not enough money in it.
Now, I was reading a little bit out of my book the other night. I've actually read my book about 10 times. And believe it or not, you know, when you write something and you read it, you say, this is good. And then you read it the next day and you say, no, this is not good. Well, you know something, this may sound arrogant, and I don't want to be arrogant, but every time I read out of my book, I'm inclined to say, this is a really good book. It looks better to me every time I read it. I could not write that book today. I don't know how I did it, but it's full of all kinds of information that I've gotten from other sources, not because I knew a lot, but I had all kinds of sources at hand to delve into them and use them in order to write this book. Instead of writing another book, I'm working to promote this one.
Yeah, no, well, listen, it's for good reason. So often everyone's just so concerned about getting the next book out, and they forget to promote this one, where this could be important. This you know, I believe is going to be relevant long after you're gone and long after I'm gone. And, you know, you might have people 100 years from now with the same issues. I mean, let's face it. The medical world is getting better and getting smarter, but at the same time, those things aren't going to change. They're going to still want to get paid 100 years from now, and they're still going to want to get top dollar on what they do. And again, drfredhollinsworth.com is the place to go to find out more information and to buy the book. Go to page 2, and you could read some of the testimonials for the book, and it's terrific. And again, the name of the book is Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Cost. Dr. Fred Hollinsworth is the author of that wonderful book. Dr. Fred, you mentioned the terrible suicide in your family, and the fact that you got there, and then they took the victim, the suicide victim, to a place, 30 minutes away, 40 minutes away, and they did test on the body, even though the individual had passed. It was clear that they were dead from a gunshot wound. Is that a common practice? Do they do that often?
I don't know, but I've only had 2 experiences with that sort of thing. Now, I just think that hospitals nowadays are padding their bills very, very, very much, and I don't think that anybody is able to do anything about it. If you complain about a procedure that was done and it would cost a lot and this and that, and they didn't do this, they didn't do that, they don't really do anything about it. Everybody's on the take. Well, someday there will come a time when it will just reach a point of no return. Now, I've sold copies of my books to a few friends and people in the church and other, and I've not had any of them tell me, oh, how wonderful my book was. I think they have not read my book. They did it because they thought, oh, this is a nice guy, I'll buy his book and shut him up. But I think if they read my book, they would have raved about it, but not one of them has said anything about it. That includes family members.
Yeah. Right. I mean, well, you know, often people get the book and they either don't read it or they put it aside. But the people that are really into the idea of learning about what's going on with the healthcare industry, they're going to read it. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean the people that are buying it out of friendship or loyalty or whatever. But the truth of the matter is it's coming from your readership is going to come from people who care about the issue. And hopefully many people out there listening to us right now. Doc, we got a minute or two left with you. The coronavirus is upon us. We've touched on it a little bit here. You say you're not going to get the vaccine. Do you recommend people not get the vaccine, or do you think it's up to them?
I think probably the average person who is in the older age bracket, for example, if everybody who's in that older age bracket got the vaccine, then fewer people would die. But I would like to know, what is the death rate this year compared to last year? Has it increased, or is it just that more people are dying with the coronavirus instead of because of the virus? Now, there's a difference. In other words, the person would have died this year, maybe would have died next year instead of this year, but he's going to die pretty soon. And the virus helped push him along. That's my hunch. But I'm not too worried about it myself. But a lot of people are, and I think they have a good reason to be.
Yeah, no question about it. Dr. Fred, I want to thank you once again for being here. Thank you very much, and stay healthy.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, well, Dr. Fred, Hollinsworth.com is where everyone should go. Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Cost is the name of the book. Everyone should get this. And yes, we're out of time, but we'll be hearing more from Dr. Fred in the next coming weeks. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.